Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Earlier in the show, we narrowed it down to 8 of the greatest Yankee victories over the last 25 years. And John Jastrzemski, who you'll hear in about an hour and a half, will be back on this station at 7 o'clock, is back with me. Ernie Acosta, diehard Yankee fan, producer here as well. And, of course, you too at 877-337-6666. All right, JJ, this is interesting. We have got the Aaron Boone game, you know, probably a game that is replayed as often as you'll see on MLB Network. They show it a lot. Game 7, 2003 ALCS, the comeback against Pedro, all that, against winning the World Series at Shea Stadium in Game 5 of 2000 against the New York Mets. John, the floor is yours.
This is very, very difficult, my friend, because I know what happens after the Aaron Boone game. The World Series against the Florida Marlins, which makes me sick still to this day, having the 2-1 lead, Weaver on the mound, like the events from game 4, 5, and 6, and knowing what the Red Sox did the following year, and I was just reminded of that because I taped the conversation with Johnny Damon as you're continuing to do your radio show, so I was multitasking.
Look at that.
I know. I mean, that's what you call taking care of business,
great
my
work.
Man.
Yes.
I get all of the negative ramifications after what happened. But if we're talking from a win standpoint, you're talking about preserving history. You're talking about your arch nemesis in Pedro Martinez. You're thinking about the way the Yankees came back and just miraculously tied that game. I am torn on this. This is super, super tough. But in the slightest of edges, I am putting Aaron Boone slight notch above the 2000 victory over the Mets.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am. It's a better win.
JJ,
Ernie, it's
come
a better
on.
Win. We're talking drama
win the
of the
World
game.
Series.
Ernie, that's all well and
the
good.
Drama, who cares? Drama, they didn't win
because
the World Series
it doesn't
year.
Matter.
It does
the drama,
matter.
It does. The drama of that game cannot be minimized. The animosity between
the
Yankees and the Red Sox.
How about the drama of beating the Mets in Shea Stadium?
It was great. Listen, you heard me wax poetic about it an hour and a half ago.
Think of how much differently our lives would be going if they lose
that
World Series. But
Ernie, it wasn't. But here's what you're missing on this. It wasn't Game 7. It wasn't like life on the line type of deal for the Yankees. They lose Game 5. They're probably either winning Game 6 or Game 7.
I want to take that chance. No, thank you.
Well,
I'd rather
I
just
understand
get it done
that, Ernie. Listen, we know there was a lot on the line. We know the
if
ramifications
to
of them
Mets
losing
get,
to the Mets.
And give
but
them
they would
life,
have had more cracks at it. Come on.
Come on now. First of all,
easy call for me.
The Aaron Boone home run, I'm sorry, is one of the most overrated Yankee moments there is.
Well, it's not just the homer, though.
It's the
it's
homer.
It's the eighth inning.
Exactly.
Well, but what
it's
about
homer.
The eighth inning against Pedro? Come on. Those were some epic at bats.
Great moment in the moment. Look what happened to the franchise after that. The
well,
Red Sox
because
dominated
they
us
embarrassed
for a
themselves
after that.
From 4, 5, and 6 against the Marlins. And listen,
JJ, let me
I'm giving
ask
you a spoiler mm-hmm. alert. The Aaron Boone game is not going to win this thing.
Okay.
It's not going to come close.
No, it better not.
It's,
it
well,
better
it's not, but it's getting.
Because, again, they didn't win the World
Ernie,
Series.
It's getting the nod over a Game 5.
A Game 5.
A Game 7 LCS against your hated rival.
Yeah, you know who else is a hated rival? The Mets.
Yeah, I know. Listen, you don't have to tell me that, bro. I understand
if
that.
If the Yankees don't win that game in 2003, history has changed completely after that. 04 probably doesn't happen if 03 goes differently.
Well,
am I
wrong? All right, the Red Sox win the World Series in 03.
Yeah, probably.
All maybe. Right, so you don't have to collapse. All right. Well,
exactly.
Well, good.
No,
but that's
04.
Fine.
04 never
that's fine.
Happens.
Well, then maybe
Grady
they lose in 04. You might still have to collapse anyway. You might.
Okay.
Because then they probably get A-Rod. They get Schiff. They're going to make the same moves they did
would
in the offseason.
Would the Red Sox have still fired Grady Little?
No.
Would they have gone out and
who
got
cares?
Schilling?
They might have won
they
another World would. Series with Grady Little.
Okay.
What's the damn
it
difference?
It still wouldn't have hurt as much if 03 goes differently.
Losing to Red Sox at any point was going to hurt. I got news for you.
It
was going to hurt no matter what.
It would have hurt a lot less than 03.
Well, I still would have been pained. Not to the extreme of 04, but I still would have been sick.
Ernie, in JJ's defense here, it's game five.
I understand.
If
that.
The Yankees lose that game, there's still this confidence.
How about we not assume that they're going to win?
Well, Evan, as I told you earlier, hey, listen, I told you this earlier on why 06 game seven for the Mets would bother me more. The Yankees were still winning that World Series.
Right, right.
You think the Mets are winning Game 6 and Game 7 in 2000 at Yankee Stadium?
Hey, they're probably not.
Guess what? No 4. I didn't think the Red Sox are coming back from 3 down.
Red Sox were a better team, Ernie.
I understand.
They were
that.
A better team. The
Mets
were not.
The team doesn't always win. All right.
Fellas, there's only one fair way to break, not just a tie, but, I mean, you guys are angry about it.
I'm very
it,
emotional about
is
this.
Is we are going to put all the pressure on Brad and Melville. Brad, Game 5 of the 2000 Hello? Subway World Series. Yankees beat the Mets. They win the World Series. Game 7 of the 03 ALCS, coming back against Pedro in the Aaron Boone game. The better, greatest Yankee victory was what, Brad?
There is no doubt. You know why? I was there.
There's no doubt, but then we can't hear you very well, Brad.
Oh,
try again.
That was some call. My goodness. We nailed that
Aaron
one.
Aaron Boone game, my friend.
Now I like it. Now I really like it.
Sal Licata, who was the guy with the Met argument just now?
Sal.
Besides you, Evan. Evan even chimed in to help you, JJ.
Listen, I'm proud of you. I appreciate the love and I appreciate the help.
Talk. I got such a. He can't even say a word. He's just the weight of a sad Met fan. Please. Listen, my kids wouldn't go the next year. They were afraid because of the chaos. My son was, my son was 10 and my daughter was 14. She's now 31. He's 27. He's the head of the 1102 union, my son.
Nice.
And guess what? Then I had to sell the two tickets. I had the sixth and seventh game against the hated Red Sox. They lost in the sixth and seventh game. They put in Kevin Brown. It was over by the second inning. Oh, my God. Guess what? You could have heard a pin drop in the seventh game.
Yeah, but why do we go ahead and then get into the bad stuff?
Yeah,
that wasn't
I
a question.
Save this for tomorrow, please. I want to be in a good
point
mood today.
I don't believe those results.
No, I'm
we're not contesting this election.
No
sorry,
his
Ernie,
line
lose.
Sucked. No, yeah.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, it advanced.
I mean, come on.
Hey, I was upset about the Larritz game not advancing. So
again,
now welcome
another
to my
game
world.
Won the World Series.
Look, I understand. I understand what happened next. I totally get that. But I think that there is, and you probably felt it, a confidence that you weren't losing Game 6 and 7 at Yankee Stadium to the Mets. And the thing about Game 7 against the Red Sox, pound for pound, what a hell of a game. Especially because you come back against Pedro Martinez. I mean, to a lot of us, not even Yankee fans, just baseball fans that look at Pedro, unfortunately, as great of his career, as great a career as he had, he's defined by that game. That game is a big part of his resume, and it's the Yankees coming back against him.
That's and, Evan, great. Let's not forget, too, that was the peak of Yankee hatred towards Pedro Martinez. I mean, throwing down Don Zimmer, and listen, Don Zimmer, God rest his soul, I mean, charging at him, I mean, it just goes to show you, Zimtum sometimes did not care if he was 70, 80, whatever. He was going right. after you, for goodness sakes. But Pedro sending Soriano and Jeter to the hospital. I hated Pedro Martinez back in 2003. So to see that like smirk on his face when Grady Little took him out of the game and he yucked up a three-run lead, to me, that was just as good as Aaron Boone hitting a home run to win it.
Interesting. All right, the game winner-take-all game from 2017, the ALDS game in Cleveland. Didi hits the two home runs against Game 6 of the 96 World Series. I assume this is easy.
Let's just do it quickly. 1996.
Yeah, this is a layup. The fact that this is, you know what this is the example of, Evan? The 2017 game is like the 12 seed in the NCAA tournament that squeaks by in the first round and has absolutely no chance in the second round.
Yes.
That's what this matchup is.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, 1996, Game 6, championship at Yankee Stadium. It's very tough to beat that, as good as that game was. All right, Game 4 of the 1996 World Series. And if you get confused, then you shouldn't. That's the 6-0 game. That's when Jimmy Leeritz hits a big home run. And the Yankees make a great comeback against the Braves against Game 5 of the 2001 World Series, the second time in a row that the Yankees have this dramatic ninth inning comeback. JJ.
It's got to be Game 4 against the Atlanta Braves because, Evan, you can make the argument that's the most significant Yankee win of the last 30, 35 years. They're down 6-0. They're down 2-1 in the series. If the Braves win Game 4, odds are the Atlanta Braves are going to find a way to win that series, and it all changed. The Yankees come storming back, and a lot of people forget the Yankees cut that deficit in half, and I want to say they sent up Tino Martinez and Paul O'Neill to the plate against Mike Bielecki, and Bielecki worked out of like second and third or bases loaded, and it's like, wow, this might have been the Yankees' chance. Then in comes Mark Wohlers, and now we look at Mark Wohlers in a much different light. He was this unhittable closer for the Atlanta Braves. He was great in 95. He was great in 96. And the Braves don't turn a double play. You know, the swinging bump by Charlie Hayes. And then, of course, the at-bat by Jimmy Leeritz. It has to be the epic comeback in Game 4 of the 96 World Series. Has to be.
Ernie?
Yeah, Game 6. I mean, Game 4. I mean, that's the first time I actually started believing to myself that they may actually win the World Series when Jim Leeritz hit that home run. So, yeah, let's make it easy.
That was the first time I thought the Yankees were going to win that series, too, when they made that comeback. And what's underrated, and you didn't mention it because there's so much to mention from this game, is that this is still a tie game on the road against the Braves. You never feel that comfortable with a tie game on the road in a World Series environment. And Wade Boggs, and one of the critiques of Wade Boggs, and I remember hearing it on this station as a kid, was he's always looking for a walk. You know, he's never looking sometimes to expand the strike zone. You know, maybe on a 3-1 pitch. But, hey, working out a walk paid off because he actually drew the walk that gave him the lead. And then, you know, John Wetland gets the job done in the bottom of the 10th inning and they win that game. So Leeritz's home run gets the attention. It's almost the Jim Leeritz game, the comeback, but they still have to win it.
And, Evan, let's not forget, too, Graham Lloyd in the bottom half of the ninth inning.
That's right. He started the inning.
With incredible relief efforts against Freddie McGriff and Ryan Klesko. And it's amazing. If I'm not mistaken, Lloyd came in and relieved Mariano Rivera in that game. Like, the idea now of Mariano coming out with the game on the line sounds crazy. But Lloyd was this, you know, revelation. He couldn't get anybody out when he came over from the Milwaukee Brewers. And make no mistake, the Yankees don't win that 96 World Series if Graham Lloyd's not in that bullpen. He was incredible.
No, you're right. It's a great point that taking Mariano out with a lefty up and going to Graham Lloyd sounds ridiculous. But at the time, you know, made a lot of sense. And Lloyd was really, really big down the stretch. So, yeah, I think I understand why that would be easy. Game 4 of the 1996 World Series. This one, I have no idea what you guys are going to say. I'm very intrigued. Winning the World Series in 09, Yankee Stadium, the new Yankee Stadium, beating Pedro Martinez in the final start of Pedro's career versus another classic from 96, the 1-0 game, to bring it back to the stadium up 3-2. Ernie, I'll let you start.
We've advanced two 96 games so far, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, I'm still going to go with 2009, beating Pedro. Probably being there adds to my joy and just, you know, sitting there for 4 hours of celebration, knowing that they're going to win the World Series after being away from championships for about 9 years, which is a long drought for us. Game six, World Series.
You agree with that, JJ?
You know, I don't. And it's crazy because I wanted to advance the Leeritz game.
This is amazing.
And the 95 game about an hour and a half ago. But now if I'm looking at these two games, I mean, the incredible pitcher's duel between Andy Pettitte and John Smoltz. The fact that the Yankees score an unearned run because Marquise Grissom ends up dropping a ball. And then all the drama. I remember Joe Torre lets Andy Pettitte hit
in
the top half of the ninth inning.
Oh, my God.
And he lets him hit. He goes back on the mound and boom, it's a leadoff double. And you're thinking that Joe Torre is going to get destroyed, not trusting the Yankee bullpen. How in the world do you do it? Wetland comes in, and I want to say he gets the hard ground ball to third base. Javi Lopez, I want to say, was up at the plate. And then Polonia's at bat. And the Polonia at bat, Ernie talked about it earlier. That is one that takes years off of your life because he's fouling off pitch after pitch. And when he clocks that ball in the right center field, you think for sure the game is tied and that the Yankees are going to lose because Paul Neal can't move. I mean, he's hobbled throughout that entire postseason. And that is one of my favorite Yankee images. I actually have a picture somewhere in my house, my parents' house, of that image of O'Neal reaching out, full extension, making the catch. And because of the drama of that game, now, I wouldn't have had it advance over 95. But I have to be fair, I'm advancing the 1-0 classic Pettit over Smoltz.
Ryan in Hawthorne, New Jersey. First of all, hi, Ryan. Thank you very much for calling in. How are you?
Hey, guys. Very good. How are you guys?
All right. Very important question for you. Winning the World Series in 2009, Game 6, last laugh against Pedro Martinez, bringing a championship home for the first time in 9 years, which in Yankee years, that's 150 years, versus that classic 1-0 victory in 1996 against the Braves to bring the series back to Yankee Stadium up 3-2. Greatest Yankee victory, Ryan.
As huge as that Paul O'Neill catch was in 96, I am a little biased. I was in the building in 2009. I had a friend who worked in the ticket office at Yankee Stadium. He got me in the building after the Yankees won. Had a little celebration in the stadium afterwards. It was arguably, don't tell my wife or my daughter this, it was arguably the greatest night of my life.
That won't go over well.
I'd have to give the nod to winning over Pedro in 2009 with the World Series, title.
Ryan, very well done. And I respect it. As a baseball fan, it's very difficult to match how great that game was in 1996. But I get it. I mean, you're winning a World Series.
And they had that year also. I mean, think of what the narrative is right now. If the Yankees hadn't won that World Series in 09, A-Rod's legacy is different. CeCe's legacy is different. Girardi's legacy is different. There's a drought of 19 years. That was a championship the team needed, especially moving to the new ballpark. There'd be, of course, narrative that they lost the ghost. They lost the mystique. I mean, it was important to win that championship and in that year.
I don't disagree with that. 2009, if you're talking about, 20 years now without a Yankee title, and I know Evan doesn't want to hear it, but it's reality. The Yankee fan is spoiled, and if you're talking about like 19, 20 years, the franchise is not used to that. So, yeah, you went into that 09 year, signing CeCe, signing Teixeira, going and getting A.J. Burnett. You brought in all those guys. You kind of had to win, and for a team that fell short far too many times in the mid-portion of the 2000s, it was so refreshing to see them deliver against the Twins, no surprise, get past the arch nemesis, the Anaheim Angels, who I couldn't stand, and then to get Pedro, Matsui. I mean, you will not have a better send-off as a Yankee than Hideki Matsui in Game 6 of the 2009 World Series. So even though I would have gone the other way on this, I do acknowledge, boys, there's a whole lot of significance to this win and this championship if you're a Yankee fan.
No, I understand that. I understand that. Let's go right back to it. That game, Game 6, 09 World Series, against Game 4 of 1996. You're winning a championship versus the 6-0 comeback. Jimmy, we went over the game. Jim Larritz's home run, the Wade Boggs game-winning walk, essentially, in the top of the 10th inning. Which one are you going with there, Ern?
Oh, my God. This is tough. This has been the toughest one so far.
Well, now we're down to the nitty-gritty. We're down to only four.
It's supposed to be tough, right?
Yes, it's supposed to be this way. Yes.
You know, that 2009 one was huge, like we just talked about. I'm going to have to go game 4 in 96. Just for what that game meant for me in my life and my memories as a kid, it's just, nothing's ever going to be able to top that, so... Yeah, I've got to go 96, game 4.
JJ?
It's an easy call. 96, game 4. I mean, everything that boils into that game, Larritz, the comeback, the Yankee bullpen, the incredible work they do, Wade Boggs, and that was the moment. You said it a minute ago, Ernie, and you're so right. That was the moment you said the Yankees got a legit shot of beating the Atlanta Braves. Because remember, nobody gave the Yankees a chance
no.
in that series.
Not a patch on the fan, as a wise man once said.
Yeah, I mean, they were on the verge of a dynasty. I mean, they had three great pitchers, Chipper Jones, Andrew Jones, the embarrassment of the first two games at Yankee Stadium.
And then Kenny
you
Rogers
win
comes
that
out.
Game four, then it's like, let's go, it's on. Maybe that magic is going to ride us into a championship. Has to be game four to 96 World Series.
Oh, boy. I it's funny thinking back to what you guys were saying about how the Yankees were such huge underdogs.
Oh,
and
huge.
It's weird to think about considering what the Yankees became, but we didn't know. How the hell do we know that at the time? It looked like that's what the Braves were going to be. And I was actually in the building for game one. And as you recall, it didn't go well that night. I mean, it was the Andrew Jones show. And that just kind of was, yeah, of course the Braves are up 1. Of course the Braves are up 2-0.
Killing us. Yeah, killing us.
And Maddox shut him out. I mean, Maddox in game two of that 96 World Series was so unhittable, was so untouchable. You thought the Yankee bats were not going to do a damn thing in this series, and I'm sure we'll get to the Game 6 momentarily.
Yes, yes.
But
it's a perfect
Greg
transition.
Maddox, I mean, and what he did to the Yankees in Game 2, that is one of the best World Series starts you're ever going
to
see.
And I don't know, JJ, did you expect to win the World Series that year? Because I sure
no.
did. No!
Now, listen, I was a little kid, and I was dialed into every one of those games, and my heart said that they were going to win the World Series. But listen, logically, the Braves were a juggernaut. And, like, I think a lot of Yankee fans that year were rooting like crazy for the St. Louis Cardinals.
And they were up 3-1.
3-1. Yeah. I remember Eckersley doing a fist pump, celebrating on the mound. I was like, all right, Yankee-Cardinals series, you really like the Yankees' chances. But then when the Braves smoked the Cardinals the final three games, it's like, man, it's going to be
and that was actually a
tough one.
That was the first time I actually started listening to WFAN, is listening to Mad Dog Russo killing the Yankees, saying we have no shot.
You know,
I'm hearing
no,
my dad in the
that.
Car listening to this guy saying we got no shot. Those first two games, like, the guy on the radio is right. We have no shot. We're going to get killed here.
I think you're right.
And then I made an appointment to listen to him every day after we won.
And there you go. And the rest is they stay in the business, Ernie Acosta, is history.
That's right. All right. I think this is going to be easy. I think this is going to be very easy. And that's game six of the 96 series against the infamous Aaron Boone game of game seven of 2003.
JJ, go.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's game six, 96.
Okay.
It has to be. Because it's the championship that started it all. It's all of the images of that game. The Girardi triple, getting to Maddox. Like, I remember the whole stadium shaking, Evan. Not only after the Girardi triple, but when Jeter hits that booming line drive single up the middle. And I love the shots of Ted Turner and Jane Fonda in the crowd, you know, crying in their tears. The Charlie Hayes last out has to be no-brainer, game 6, 96.
So, first of all, I just want to take a second to commend the selection committee, because you got to be honest, it's a 2-seed versus a 1-seed for the whole thing.
Boone should not be a 1-seed.
I'm just saying that it's a 2 versus a 1 that's, you know, pretty accurate. That's what you see a lot in the NCAA tournament when we have it. So I think overall the selection committee did a fine job.
Yeah, I think my only critique, as I told you earlier, yes, that Leiritz homer should not have been a 7-seed. That is my only minor critique with the committee, because I would have liked to have given that game a little bit more of a run, although I think you guys would have shot it down, which is a little surprising.
Well, I think Ernie would have, because Ernie mentioned, hey, they didn't win the series,
right,
or they didn't win a world championship in the Boone's case.
That's something to consider the whole time.
Yeah.
See, I'm surprised, though, Ernie, if you're a Don Mattingly fan, and that was like my first favorite player, and it transformed into Paul O'Neill. But, like, the idea of him contributing and him having a moment and, like, a 14-year drought, which, listen, for me didn't mean a whole lot because I was an 8-year-old kid watching that series. I can't imagine, though, like, the Yankee fan who grew up in the 80s and the early 90s. Like that game would pull at my heartstrings in so many ways.
Maybe if we were bigger Mattingly guys, because I was a Mattingly guy also, but he wasn't my guy, you know, my first real guy, because he was already towards the end when I was
Well,
becoming
you were too
fan.
Young. I get it.
Is so, it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think this will be a nice surprise for JJ, and I'm going to try to communicate with Ernie through our brain waves. Mm-hmm. But there is something we could give JJ about that game as kind of a like a prize, if you will. It didn't advance. It didn't get a great seed. But there is something we could give him. Do you have any idea
what I'm
saying?
You talking about Jimmy?
Yes. The Jimmy Leiritz call, yes.
One second.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I haven't heard
Melcher
this call.
Set. And the 3-1 swung on and driven to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A two-run game-winning home run by J. Jimmy Leiritz, and the Yankees have won the game in 15-7-5. Yankees win! The Yankees win!
That is incredible. And if you notice with John, who, by the way, hasn't lost anything off the fastball, if you heard him last year on some of those calls, especially in the postseason, his Yankees win in 95, not nearly as dramatic as the Yankees win that you get currently. You guys
very different.
That?
Yes,
very different.
No question. It's different. It's almost more natural because I think this is like the early stages of it. You know, it's not kind of the traditional Yankees win that we've grown to love. It was the, you know, this is kind of the still the relatively early stages of it. But that is a tremendous call.
I don't know
and
about
I'm glad
you,
we were able to play it. Yes.
Hearing that horn in the background just sends chills down the back of my spine.
And if
imagine.
You remember that game,
there's
you
so
had people
many
running on the
horn.
Field afterwards. I mean, that was yeah. anarchy in the Bronx that night.
Oh,
my goodness.
Was
so
that
many
was
big
nuts.
Home runs of that horn afterward. It's
no, you're right. And then the da 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 da.
Oh yes, the chimes.
Evan, you must hate that. Does
hate
that
it.
Bother
hate
you?
Oh, JJ, I used to wake up in the middle of the night with a cold sweat. I'm not even
with
kidding.
With the
you.
Chimes.
Yeah.
Like every kid playing Little League who was a Yankee fan would like, you know, hum that in their head when they got like a big hit. Like you want to hear it, you know?
No, Dad. It's like this haunting sound. And I think of the late 90s, obviously. So finally, you gotta decide between two beauties of 1996. Winning the World Series at Yankee Stadium against Greg Maddux versus Game 4, which really set the comeback in motion coming back down from down 6-0. JJ.
This is the most difficult decision that I've had to make hands down in going through this process. As special as Game 6, 96 was, and I know the venue and I know everything that took place and transpired in that game, I think the most significant Yankee win of the last 30 to 35 years is Game 4 of the 96 World Series, because you don't have Game 6 if there's no Game 4 in many ways. And the dramatic comeback, getting to Mark Wohlers, Wade Boggs, Graham Lloyd, the list goes on and on. I have to give the Leiritz homer and that game the love, the respect, because when I think great Yankee wins, that's the first one that comes to mind. It's got to be Game 4, 96
Ernie?
World Series.
Ernie, do you agree?
Game 4, 96, yep.
Wow.
You're surprised by this.
Well, I'm not surprised. They made him a one seed, so I'm not fully surprised. I think as this was going on, I thought Game 6 would be, just because that, for both of you guys and for a lot of people listening, if you're under the age of really 50, if you do the math, that's your first. And it wasn't a blowout. It wasn't like, yeah, it's Game 6. They won 8-1. Yeah, we won the World Series. It's a close game. You don't know necessarily if you're going to win Game 7. If you don't win this game, you're facing an all-time great pitcher. So I guess I convinced myself throughout this day that that was going to win. But Game 4 is worthy. I mean, that is
the reason it's the one seed.
Yeah, no, there's a reason. I mean, you're down 6-0 to a team that we thought was going to be a dynasty. So
and down
I get
6-0. Think about this for a minute. You'd have to beat Smoltz, Maddox, and Glavin in three straight games in order to get there. Now, if you look at that World Series, the Yankees got to Maddox in Game 6. They got to Smoltz barely in Game 5, and they beat Tommy Glavin in Game 3. But, like, just trying to draw that up, you're down 3-1, and you're going to go off and win the next three games. Long story short, it wasn't going to happen. And boys, how about this? The 96 team won every game started by Kenny Rogers. Let that sink in for a minute. He stunk against right. the Rangers. He stunk against the Orioles. He stunk against the Braves. And yet the Yankees won all three of those games.
That's how great a team they were. That's the ultimate proof of it right there.
He was a terrible reliever for the Mets. Though.
Well, let's not get into that. Thanks for throwing that in there. JJ, appreciate it, man. We'll do it tomorrow with the losses. I know it'll be a lot sadder, but I appreciate you giving me as much time as you did, man.
No, this is a ton of fun. And now I have some additional material that it can carry over to 7 o'clock at night. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Look at
I'm
this.
Looking forward to it, Evan.
And you should listen to JJ tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on the fan or radio.com. Thank you, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.